That's Tierra Tejana, one of the groups that we play on Canción Mexicana.
Why not?
Perfect name for the song too. Pow, bang, boom.
we're going all Texas Mexican this morning on this Eats and Beats Wednesday. The Chicken Indie Film Festival number 18 coming up this weekend at Su Teatro, but they've added some spice into the film mix with the appearance of chef and author Adán Medrano, who joins us on the line from his kitchen in Houston. Hey, glad you're with us this morning. Thank you for a little bit of time to preview your visit to the Chicken Indie Film Festival this weekend at Su Teatro. Excited to have you coming our way. You've invaded the film event with some fine Texas-Mexican dining, but as an author, you're a bit of a storyteller too. So, Chef Adán Medrano, I want to know if the story of Texas-Mexican cuisine actually holds up as a blockbuster. Is there enough drama there?
Thank you for inviting me. I'm in Houston on my way to Denver tomorrow. And talking about blockbusters, I'll say two things. Cubo. Cubo can be a blockbuster, and that's going to happen tomorrow. When I mean Cubo, I'm going to arrive with a four-course chef's tasting menu and four short films that I've curated. And I think pairing food with films is a wonderful way to celebrate the Texas-Mexican cuisine. And I'm glad you're introducing me as Texas-Mexican and not Tex-Mex. Thank you for that.
Okay. There's a difference, you're saying.
Yes, we don't want Tex-Mex. Although I like Tex-Mex, it's not the food that we grew up with. And I say Cubo because Cubo means wake up. Like, what's happening? What's going on? So I'm going to, tomorrow, when I make the presentation, I'm going to say Cubo two times. Cubo con la comida, you know. Wow. Think more deeply about our food. Texas Tex-Mex started in the 1970s as a word, and Texas-Mexican started 2,000 years ago with the indigenous people of Texas. So I say that ours is not a hyphenated cuisine, and the difference is chiles and cactus, and that's what I'm going to demonstrate when we cook the film, when we cook the food and show the films with it, chiles and cactus.
Okay, now you're drawing us into your menu a bit. Many of the items, recipes in your book, which is called the name of your book again?
My book is called Truly Texas Mexican: A Native Culinary Heritage in Recipes, and it is published by Texas Tech University Press, and it's a bestseller on the Amazon.com. bestseller list for Southwest cookbooks.
Chef Adán Medrano, who brings chile and cactus to the plate. I've never had cactus, or not knowingly.
Really? Okay. Well, with the food, I'm going to curate. I'm the founder of the first Latino film festival in the United States. It's the San Antonio Cine Festival back in 1976. So I'm curating four short films. Two classics and two new ones that were shot in 2016. And the first one is going to start with chiles. And we're going to make meatballs that have an adobo. An adobo is a sauce that's made with chile ancho. Mm. And the difference between our Texas-Mexican meatballs is that we use the chiles with no seeds, no membranes, no veins, so that you don't have hardly any of the heat, but you have the beautiful flavor. Now, I wonder if your listeners will know what this is. That's a molcajete.
Molcajete.
And when you grind chiles, the powder gets very fine. The difference between Tex-Mex food and Texas-Mexican food is that Tex-Mex uses chili powder. We take the chiles and grind them into a soft paste so that the mouthfeel is very velvety, very smooth, very unctuous. And when you come and taste this adobo with the dried chiles, you will see how no French sauce can really rival the velvetiness of this type of chili.
Can I, Chef, so what would you drink with something like this besides cerveza?
We are going to start with the albóndigas of chile ancho. We're going to serve that with a red jalapeno champagne cocktail.
Red
jalapeno champagne cocktail is going to be the reception drink when you walk in, and it's made with guava and a little bit of the tamarind juice, and then we use a freshly made red jalapeno, which is a ripe jalapeno jelly. And the pectin in the jelly gives you a very nice mouthfeel when you drink it, and you get the fizziness of the champagne. So I think the two go very well.
Oh, my goodness. Chef Adam Medrano is making our mouths water as he previews his appearance Friday at the Chicken Indie Film Festival at Su Teatro. And you'll need to go to their website for tickets. Very limited seating. A pretty special event with film and the chef's menu. The website, suteatro.org. Chef Adam Medrano, thank you so much for what you do and raising the level of Mexican in the Texas Mexican cuisine.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for making that distinction. Just remember, ours is not Tex-Mex. Ours is Texas Mexican. It's older and it's more sustainable than Tex-Mex. But both are good. I like both.
Yeah, yeah. Sous chef Brian Sepulveda also in the kitchen, and it sounds great. Suteatro.org, part of the Chicken Indie Film Festival. Chef Adam Medrano, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, Chef Adang. We really appreciate hearing from you this morning.